This portion of the show is brought to you by Timberline Firearms and Training. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. And the ladies are here with me as well, for this hour at least.
The ladies,
Angela and Olivia.
Here we are.
Hope you had a good Independence Day, and I find myself making sure that I call it Independence Day and not Happy 4th, Happy July 4th, because I have a study here about how many people don't even know what Independence Day is. Yeah. It's just like a day off.
Yeah.
And maybe you do fireworks. We didn't get to do fireworks.
Right.
But it's kind of like,
heard some.
It's kind of like, oh, Christmas. Oh, that's just a tradition. You know, we've had family members tell us that. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, what's it about, though? Yeah. Right. What is,
So I think it's more important to, I'm not too nitpicky, because I hate when people are nitpicking on every little thing all the time, but right. I find myself at least saying Happy Independence Day, because you got a study here that only 59% gave the correct answer to what, when asked what the 4th of July officially is commemorating. And that is the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the remaining 41% thought. Yeah, I'd love 41% got the question wrong. 22% came close, choosing the establishment of the United States as an independent nation. Not quite there yet, but on that road. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important, because I think people just look at this and they don't understand what's being celebrated.
Yeah,
see,
that's just so weird to me that how could you not know that?
But I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
nowadays,
the latest generation or two is a lot more out of touch than I think the rest of us, previous generations realize.
So it's important to understand it. But we had a good fourth. There you go. I did it. We had a good Independence Day.
Yeah.
We weren't able to do the fireworks, although if we came back to Flagstaff, there were people launching some aerial explosions. Luckily.
Dang it. We should brought ours.
Luckily, no. But those were straight up totally illegal throughout Arizona, the aerial fireworks and all that. So I hope you all had a good time. Comments, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's do this. I've got some Arizona news roundup items I want to hit on. I've got some things on automobiles, including new regulations from the feds. I've also got some more on electric cars I want to talk about. And this hour, I think we'll have time to hit on this. We did go see the most recent Indiana Jones. Remember, I think we talked about this on Thursday or Friday show before we took some time off. There was this whole discussion out there that's by a lot of conservative radio show hosts, pundits, et cetera, that it was woke, and they all made their analysis based off of like a 1 minute preview.
Yeah.
Well, we saw it, we're going to chime in on, is this a woke movie? And I really want to point this out, because sometimes when you hear things that are just spread about with little information, is it accurate? Well, I think we'll give an accurate assessment here in just a couple minutes. News roundup coming up here in just a second, brought to you by Mammoth Restoration. Mammoth Restoration offers 24/7, 365-day emergency services. They'll clean it, they'll restore it, they'll get it right. We're talking about if your home gets flooded, if you have fire and you got to do the smoke deodorization, fire and soot cleanup. They are the pack out and content specialists that'll take care of everything from board ups, the roof taping, reconstruction services. This is a Northern Arizona company, a local company, but they are a big company that can handle anything you throw out at them. Save this number, 24/7, 365-day services at 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. Okay, a couple of Arizona items that I want to hit on. First of all, windy out there, hot, summer has kicked in.
Dry.
So windy that Olivia is sneezing, so dry that she's sneezing.
I'm coughing, not sneezing.
Okay, whatever you're doing over there. There's a fire that's creeping, you know, these fires are getting up the mount, up range more, let's say, as it continues to dry out and the grass turns browner and browner. This one's what, by Kingman?
Yeah, it's the Stockton Hill Fire. It's about 13 miles north of Kingman, and it's burning like 200 acres, and that's as of a few hours ago.
So it's probably with this wind cranking even a lot more.
Yeah, no structures have been lost, they say, but they also say 0% contained.
Yeah, yeah.
So
And I'm thinking north of Kingman, what are we at here? And it's low 90s, upper 80s or something today in Flagstaff. So north of Kingman, they're probably talking pushing triple digits in that area. So
there's not like, I mean, it's really, really deserty, dry type, high desert type.
Yeah, but 10 miles north, you start getting into those junipers, the scrub brushes and all that in those areas. So
that's what's burning.
It's mostly I guess.
But there's, I just know from driving through there, there's a lot of those just junipers everywhere, pinions and junipers, and that kind of that. It gets more forested than you realize when you get out in some of those hills. Once you get above like 4,500 feet, 5,000, you know, 4,000 foot range, you start hitting those small trees all over the place. Yeah, I guess I just have
the road from Kingman up to Vegas, and you barely see weeds out there. It's so dry.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm trying to imagine what's burning.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone, I know we got some listeners over in Kingman. If you have any insights, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Got two more here on Arizona issues. Remember the executive order that came out from Hobbs saying that we're not going to prosecute the abortion issues. The county, she was saying to the county attorneys, hey, don't refer this to the state, and then we're not going to do anything because Arizona has the 15-week ban on abortions in place. Well, she's basically saying, oh, just who cares about the law? This was passed through a legislative process. So she did an executive order. Now 12 of the state's 15 counties are now asking for the governor to rescind the order that she came up with, including sadly, the one that actually counts when it comes to votes and these politicians paying attention, and that's Maricopa County, where, 5.5 million people are living. She's saying they are saying to rescind the order. I wonder what the three count.
Maricopa is in on the 12?
Yes.
Okay, what are the three that
I couldn't find it, but I don't even want to guess, but I would guess that it's Pima County, Coconino County, and, pick another one that wouldn't get in on that. But I could be wrong on that, but that's, how it's been in the past. A spokesperson for Hobbs said that she's not going to rescind it, so she doesn't care. We don't care what you say. Another resignation down at the Arizona legislature, which is still in session to the end of this month. I'm hearing from people that I know down there that they're staying in this long basically to keep watch, because once they leave in July, because they have to leave at the end of July, I believe. Mm-hmm. Once they leave, then they can't do anything if Hobbs does crazy executive orders, this and that. They can't go back into session. They can't call themselves into session down there at the legislature.
The governor
has to call it, which I believe there is a push in that legislation, there's a statewide initiative that's coming out. We had one of the representatives on. I think it was I can't remember. It was one of them down there. It's, I'm drawing a blank right now. But when you vote in 24, there's an initiative on the ballot that would allow the legislature to basically bring themselves back to session, but also limit the governor's executive orders on those emergencies. So they're trying to fix that.
To automatically expire.
She has to bring it to them to renew. Like if you had another COVID lockdown or something, you can't keep it going like Ducey did for 2.5 years. You have to renew it and go to the legislature. But in that bill or in that initiative that everyone in Arizona is going to vote on, there is a part of it that says the legislature can call themselves back in, which is probably a good, I get mixed feelings on these. You don't want him in session too long, but you don't want a rogue governor that's
for half the year. Unchecked.
Yeah. And doing executive orders and all that. So, that's going on down there. So House Minority Leader, Andre Cano, has resigned, another legislator resigning to go complete graduate studies. There's been like 4 or 5 resignations that have happened, which is kind of weird because these are 2-year terms. You think people would kind of think elected. This through? Yeah, you just...
Like, how much effort did it take to get
elected, yeah. You spend, 12 months?
And then you're not going to even...
And then you're not going to finish term. You finish the one term. I mean, since he is the... minority leader, I imagine probably been there for a while.
Yeah, possibly.
But still, you run. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, I'm going to go.
So it's not like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like, knew.
Sometimes you get someone that gets there for the first term, and they're like, oh, what did I do?
Yeah, what have I done here?
2 more years of this, Or
yeah,
what have I done? 4 years, the legislature's 2 years. But anyway, so what happens when someone resigns or gets booted out of office, which also happens usually one to two times per year in Arizona, unfortunately. The local precinct committee where the person is from, so the Democrat party in this case, will pick three people to replace the person. Then that gets sent to the county where the person lives, where that person who resigned lives. And then the county board of supervisors decides amongst those three. One more here in Arizona. Somebody else died while hiking the Grand Canyon just the other day, over 100 degrees.
Heat exhaustion.
Yeah, heat exhaustion happens every year.
That people don't know how much water they need, or they can't carry enough water.
Out of water. Person's out of water. Mm-hmm. 57 years old, I believe. I don't have the name of the person here, but...
See, I would never want to hike in there in the summertime.
I did never. It. I did it, me and some high school friends and my dad did it back in when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and we did it twice. I mean, for the first time, you're like, okay, you just don't
let's
know.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah, we did it, and it was in, I want to say June or so, and it was so hot when we were coming up, like I could feel it. I mm-hmm. mean, it was, we were exhausted. It must have been over 100 degrees coming back up. And didn't really think about any of that. And people do it all the time. I guess I pose this question out there because you see a lot of the places in Phoenix, like Camelback Mountain, they shut down or they say, oh, no hiking. Where's the personal responsibility side of this? I mean, this one person did die, and that's unfortunate. But there's dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people who are hiking it during this time of heat. And, you know, they're fine. Not saying that something can't go wrong. Do we put up... Does the government put up laws and restrictions or policies or whatever from the park service that says, oh, you just can't hike this time because you may overheat, you may die? Yeah.
Well, I don't think so. There's all kinds of warning signs when you go there.
You know this.
Oh, make sure you have enough water, and going up is not negotiable. You have to come back.
You have to get back.
Yeah. There's warnings when you go there and hike there. And anyone, I mean, if you're into hiking or anything like that, you should be... aware. I mean, you should be educated about where you're hiking and how much water I need to bring and how much water is available. Because I know there are spots, at least on Bright Angel, where there is water available most of the time, but sometimes the pipes break or one of them closes or
maybe don't make it to that point.
Yeah, maybe it's too far in between because some of them are a few miles in between water stations.
Yeah, so I'd hate us to get in a situation where they just start closing these things.
Oh, I know.
Like they're doing in Phoenix.
That's my point, is there's warnings,
mm-hmm.
and there's should know.
Personal responsibilities, common sense.
Exactly.
And then people will say, okay, but what about the people that have to go rescue them? Well, I mean, sometimes if you do something really stupid, do you get charged for the evac, for the helicopter?
I thought they did.
Oh, but you got the donkeys too. You can take that out. The mules.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Though.
I don't know.
Anyway, your thoughts. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You don't want to wait till a recession becomes official to actually make changes to your portfolio. That's probably too late. Now, Glenn Least and his team at WT Wealth Management, they know that predictions about what the markets might do are often wrong. That's why it's better to prepare than to predict. I've worked with Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management for quite a few years now, and I know he's big on not making emotional decisions. This is not a good strategy. Glenn wants to help you build a portfolio that fits you and your personal situations. Why don't you give him a call? You can get a free complimentary, no obligation consultation with Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. Okay, let's move on here. This is becoming a bigger and bigger thing, and we've hit on it quite a bit here on the show as far as the extra fees that you're all getting charged. I think we've hit on this almost every week now
for the past month.
Yeah. And as you're shopping around out there, as you're going to restaurants, as you're buying goods throughout Arizona, probably throughout the nation, I guess this is probably happening more and more, you're noticing that a lot of places, you've got to stop yawning. She's going to put us to sleep over here.
I'm not. I yawned once.
She keeps yawning over there.
No, I do not.
Anyway, you've noticed the fees, mostly a 3% surcharge.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty. Constant.
Over the 4th of July weekend, we did, we were in Camp Verde.
Have a funny story about this.
Yeah, we decided we were going to go to Prescott to see the Indiana Jones movie.
Prescott Valley.
Prescott Valley. So we decided, though, to go up through Cottonwooding it up to Jerome. Yeah. This is cool to walk around. And,
yeah, just kind of, you know, take the scenic route. Okay. And
we go to a shop there.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to disclose the name of the shop.
No, it's, what's the point?
No? Okay.
No, I mean, they sold things, something you eat.
Okay. Anyway, I decided to buy something, which is unusual for me, but it's actually was a gift for someone. And
why is it unusual for you?
Because I don't normally go and buy like expensive, you know, foods, drinks, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't normally do that.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a gift for someone, and I go up to the counter, and there's a sign there that says, instead of increasing our prices, we are going to add 3% for the credit card fee.
Okay.
So I said,
yeah, okay. I got it right here. To our loyal customers, instead of raising our prices, a surcharge of 3% is added to all credit card sales. Thank you for your continued patronage.
Okay, fine. That's nothing new.
3% surcharge to all sales if you use your credit card.
Yeah. So I start whipping out cash, and I'm like, okay, I'll pay in cash. And it was like $30-something that I was spending. So we're not talking a lot. It was just the principle that I thought, well, I have $36 or whatever dollars in cash, and I'll just pay cash. I don't care. Oh, well, no, we don't take cash.
Yeah, I just point to the sign on the door.
No cash accepted. So I'm saying, so you're not raising your prices 3%?
So you raise your
But price. In reality, you are raising your prices because there's no other way to pay. Yeah, there's no other way to pay than by credit card. No check or cash is accepted there. And so I'm talking to the cashier, and he just works there, you know, and he's like, yeah, that is worded a little weird. And
it's not worded weird. It's just.
No, but that's what he was saying.
Yeah, it doesn't, and he goes, doesn't even make sense.
That's kind of weird. I'm like, if there's another way to pay, then fine, do the 3%. But if there's no other way to pay, then essentially you are raising your prices.
Don't say, instead of raising prices, just say 3%.
Yeah. Because you are raising. So I had to pay $1.08, I think, over my bill. And I just shook my head.
Yeah, like, this just makes no sense.
You know, oh, I don't want to raise my prices, so I'm going to do the credit card surcharge. But you're not allowed to pay any other way than by credit card. So essentially, you are raising your prices.
It's happening more and more. So
that's the first, where you're forced to pay the credit card fee.
That's one of the few places we've come across where they don't even accept cash. Like, but I think that's going to become a bigger and bigger trend as well. Which is, oh, we don't want to take cash. We don't want our employees to have to handle cash. And you know, 80% of people are paying with the card anyway. So why even mess with? I would just, as a business, I'd just say, yeah, you take what you can. You know,
yeah.
Chart. I could see people don't want to take checks anymore.
Okay, and I was saying afterwards that I was saying that there were some people out there that don't have a credit card or a debit card, and they operate in cash on a daily basis. Yeah. That's just how they operate. They don't have any credit or debit.
They might not be able to acquire that. Yeah,
might not be shopping at the store I was shopping at, Snobbish. But maybe they are.
Yeah. It was kind of pricey little trinket.
Well, yeah,
I thought it was double the price it should have, but it was from Jerome. Yeah. But no, okay, you make a point. But there's people that operate that don't want to use credit cards.
They don't want to be tracked, or they don't want to be. Yeah, perhaps
you can't get a credit card. Just about anybody can get a debit card nowadays, though.
If they have a bank account, but you have to have a good standing with your bank account. If you're overdrawing your account all the time, they're not.
Okay, fair enough. So you're not going to get that. But then people sometimes will buy the prepaid cards because they know that it's hard to function in society with just strictly cash. So they're out there buying. So the point being, though, is if you were just in this case, what if this gets to be more and more, and there's a lot of talk about this becoming, cashless society, and then you can't even, so then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we're not raising our prices, but hey, you're probably paying with a credit card anyway. And by the way, the only way you can pay is credit card, and we're going to charge you 3% more. So that raised the prices by 3%, but doesn't give anybody any options to do anything. And it begs my another point I've been bringing up lately. When you see the CPI numbers from the government and these fudge numbers that the government uses as far as inflation and all that, which I think now it's around the 4-point-something% range, which is like half of what I think it actually is. Mm-hmm. Are they factoring in all these fees that people are paying? Or is that an after charge that they're like, oh, that's not really the price. That's a fee. That's different. So how much is this happening in our country? Yeah. How many millions or probably
because
billions of dollars?
Because prices, quote unquote, are rising. But then you're also a lot of stores more and more every day are doing the fees.
Yeah.
The minimum wage fee.
Are they calculating
that? I bet
you they're
not.
Inflation
fee. I mean, we went to a different one, a restaurant here in town that we calculated it was like, what, 30% or so fee? It didn't even break it down. It just said
I've seen
fees.
5%. I've seen 30%
fees. So
that's
way more than the 3%. Yeah. I mean, this was like 30% of our bill, and I'm not exaggerating that at all.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there's cash discounts offered in those situations. This place didn't even have any. It wasn't like you had no choice but to pay that way. My point being, how much is this happening? How is it probably not being calculated into the inflation numbers and how many billions of dollars is it that people are actually being charged in quote unquote fees that are just on top?
I just paid $1.08 more than my bill.
Your thoughts, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight, back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I actually find it a little harder to find a lot of items at stores nowadays. I find myself ordering more and more.
Yeah. You always find it hard, though.
I know. It's you go in there and you're like, I've just spent time driving here, time searching around, and it gets really frustrating. Mm-hmm. And you want to support local businesses and your local brick and mortar stores as much as possible. I don't know if it's the supply chain issues or what, or if they're just not stocking the same things. But I went to, this was at the big box store, the Home Depot, and I keep trying to find this one part that used to just be readily in stock, right? And it was like the third time I went there to look for this thing. So I'm sitting there, I was like, that's it. So while I was shopping, and I bought other things at the Home Depot in East Flagstaff on this shopping excursion today, but I whipped out my phone in front of the empty spot where the thing is supposed to be and hasn't been for the last three times I've went and checked. And I went online and I ordered it from somewhere else right there while I was standing there. So it goes to show you how it's changing, how it has changed so dramatically. Because I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to anyone. I'm just going to order it. Yeah. So I wonder how much that is going on too.
And sometimes things you shop for online, it can be difficult because you search a certain thing. You know, say like solar lights or something. And it comes with 50 million solar lights.
That's a problem,
and it
you can't
is,
touch it and feel it.
Yeah. And it's really, then you got to, it just takes a lot of time sometimes. But if you know exactly what you're looking for and this is exactly what I want, then it's
yeah,
really
no, it's
good.
Easy. And I knew exactly what
you're
I wanted.
Saying that it takes a lot of your own effort to like go to the store or whatever. Yeah. But it also takes a lot of time if you have to, if you get something and you end up not liking it because it doesn't look like what the picture looks like and you send it back.
No,
and then
true.
A lot of time is taken for that too.
Yeah, like when you order a pair of boxers or something. Although I wouldn't try the pair of boxers on at Walmart or anything, but maybe that's a bad example. Socks or clothing from
shoes or something.
But who even tries them out at the store even now? You just buy like three of them and then you return them? Oh. Or is that just me? Is that just
a
me?
Lot of people don't buy you. Clothes a whole lot anyway.
No, I try to. So I get a pair of jeans. I'm like, this fits really good. Can we buy five of them?
Yeah.
Even the boots, the cheap work boots I bought at like Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like, just buy like three of those. Just put them in the closet.
Always have like a bunch and
yeah.
stock.
And by the way, those of you who remember, I bought the cheapest ones because I got tired of buying expensive boots and they were falling apart. These boots, they fall apart about the same amount of time, but they cost me $32.95 or something like that. So
the $200 ones at one of the stores here in town, the lady's like, well, they should last you like at least 6 months.
Like, really? A whole 6 months?
Like, I can buy the $30 ones that last 6 months.
Yeah, and is that wearing them, like, you know, walking around department stores, or is that actually working out
with
shovels and dirt and, you know, getting them wet and this and that? I wonder if, had I asked when we were up in Jerome, well, do you take silver or gold? Mm-hmm. I think I did, and he just looked at me.
Oh, you did.
Like, did I? And he's like, what is that? Silver or gold? What? that'd be good if we could go around and maybe use real money again. But I do like to own silver and gold as an insurance policy because I don't know what's going to go on with all the inflation that continues to happen. The push towards a digital currency, the push towards a cashless society, which we were just talking about. I buy my silver and gold from Desert Gold Exchange. This is an Arizona-based company. Justin and his family-owned company here, they keep their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. Why don't you put them to the test? I think you're going to find that they're, the cost for silver per ounce, for gold per ounce, is some of the lowest out there. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. More to come back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ms. Kitty Steakhouse in Williams.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Always love hearing your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's see. Let's hit on... do we have a giveaway? I think we postponed the giveaway for this month.
Yeah, we're not doing it right now. But
we're gonna
we will let you know.
Pick it back up in
again.
August, because that's when people are just kind of out and about right now.
Yeah, and we're gone.
We're gone
a lot with
this
the
month.
Summer.
Yeah.
And
so we'll
you need
to
kind of like accumulate the prizes.
Yeah, I do thank Gettles High Desert Mechanical, though, for continuing to put in the $50 cash debit card that you couldn't have used at the you could have used at the store that we went, even though it's a cash debit card.
Yeah.
It's a debit card that you could have used
still
at this
3%.
Particular store. You would have got lost 3% of your purchasing power there. But Gettles High Desert Mechanical, man, you may need them right now with the heat. It's cranking. And there's really no end in sight, although I did see some possible storms maybe early next week. Mm-hmm. Looked like monsoon-type thunderstorms, so we'll see what happens there. But if you're in a situation right now where your heater is just – or not your heater. You don't need that.
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago where you still needed the heater.
Yeah, everything was freezing still.
The AC part of your HVAC, if that takes a dive, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200. That's Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-567-2200. I know they'll treat you good, just like they did when they replaced or repaired our HVAC system in Flagstaff. So call them up. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-567-2200. They will replace it too if it needs to be, but they were able to keep ours running.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job at that. Okay, let's see. White House report. Hey, I got a couple of White House ones here. First of all, if you've been following the Secret Service found cocaine in the White House over the weekend. They have done a second test on it, and it definitely is cocaine. So somebody was having a 4th of July party. I don't know if Hunter was in town and visiting.
Well,
did you see the memes?
Right away.
There was the memes with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and there's just powder everywhere.
It looks like
what was that movie with
white stuff?
Yeah, Al Pacino, the one where he's the drug guy in Miami, Scarface.
Oh, yeah,
remember that?
Scarface.
He's just the piles of it on the table.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that. So that's going on in the White House. Here's another one that should probably scare you, but maybe it won't. White House reports that it signals openness to manipulating sunlight to prevent climate change. So they're actually looking into studies now. You know, this is like stuff that's like science fiction not too long ago.
Yeah.
Because of what they perceive as man-caused climate change, their idea is to maybe perhaps study a way to dim the sunlight a little bit. I don't know, by seeding the clouds or something, or who the heck knows what they're going to do, or I don't know, but
it's going to be like, if we only blow up the sun, don't worry, but the moon doesn't shine without the sun, but they won't think of that.
If we start seeing them launching stuff to the sun to cool it or something, you know we've got trouble.
Just some blinds.
Just the fact that they even throw these things out there, that they're even, you know, considering that, oh, how do we dim the atmosphere? How do we dim the sky a little bit because of...
Well, there happens to be a heat wave going on right now, and so they're always all like, oh, yeah, no, we have to do the sun. You know, we have to do something.
It annoys me every season of the year when... especially the media, and especially the politicians act like, insert, it's never been this hot. It's never, oh, we got all this snow. This is crazy. This has never happened. Oh, crazy monsoon weather and it hailed. Or there was lightning. Or there was a tornado. Or there was a hurricane somewhere. It's like, this happens every year.
And then if they get rid of the sun, then they can't have their beloved solar panels.
Oh, you bring up a good point. Did they study that? Where are they going to get electricity for all of their electric vehicles that nobody is buying?
Yeah, because nobody can afford to buy. Outlaw everything else pretty soon or something.
Yeah, so okay, so they're going to dim the sunlight somehow. There's a little dimmer switch. These are the geniuses that can't even figure out how to balance the budget, how to solve just about any problem. They've ruined the gas. Look, they've ruined the gas can. They've ruined the light bulb. They're going to somehow diminish the sunlight coming in for
global
warming.
Well, I was saying earlier, what about all the plants and crops and
these people have killed the dinosaurs?
Not planning on eating anymore.
Rely on that.
Good point. Where do we get our food? We need sun for crops.
A certain amount of sun is necessary for crops.
It is,
and for people, to stay alive.
Vitamin D,
a little bit of sunshine. Yeah, yeah. People need to get out a little bit more. Get outside.
Well, there's all those studies that almost all those COVID hospitalizations, almost every single one of them was vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, I believe it because people don't get outside.
I don't know the number right now, but it's high. It's almost every one of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Okay, Olivia makes a great point, though, about the electricity that has to be generated for all their great plans. I have this another article here kind of shifting a little bit to the craziness, the push towards electrification. There's a study that was done by AAA. You've heard about you all know the F-150, the Ford pickup, very popular line of trucks. So they came up with the F-150 Lightning, which I think just kind of started hitting it's going to hit.
Was that the one that Bruce had on order?
Sidlinger? Yeah, I think he put a deposit. You can usually put a deposit on these things for a couple $100. And
I knew there was something coming out, but I don't know which.
The car manufacturers get all excited when you do a deposit because – even though most people probably won't take it, it shows this massive support. And they're like, oh, look at all. We've got 4 million people that want to get the new vehicle. So the F-150 Lightning is the electric pickup truck, which we've seen commercials for. You know, everybody's happy and, you know, they're pulling their big boat and they're loaded up with all the big bags of concrete or whatever, or, you know, the cement and this and that.
That's the reason you have a pickup truck. You haul stuff.
You
have a camper, a boat, jet skis, or a trailer for work.
I mean,
that's why you have a truck.
I mean,
for off-roading.
Yeah, I'm in week six of not having my pickup truck, and it's killing me because I use that for work. That is a work truck, and have
so
it
all
to load up.
So all these calculations on how great it is that hauling stuff or not?
Well, apparently not. According to AAA, they did a study. They loaded up the F-150 with 1,400 pounds of sandbags, which was close to the truck's, I guess, maximum carrying capacity, right? And the study found that there was a 25% diminishment in range with that full payload. So 25% less. So instead of making it 278 miles, so they claim, it would make it 210 miles under a full charge.
And that's probably on flat.
They come up with these studies that the thing's going to have like what a 300 mile range or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, where's that in Florida on flat surface, not going up a hill
against the wind?
Yeah, or with the wind. Yeah.
No, if you're going against the wind, it's going to be hard, like less mileage.
No, if you're going with the wind, you got the wind at your back. against the wind.
I know. If you're going against it, though, it's pushing back on you, and then you
you'd have less mileage.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but I'm saying when they do this, when they do the study, though, it's probably with the wind
because, right, you know,
and things like that, and probably got the right point. What was that, Olivia, with the groundwater suckage we were talking about last year? Somebody came up with the study
that it's tilted.
The Earth is tilted, so they find a maximum tilt, and they anyway they do that study. So. It's not working. I think that this electric thing, beyond the little commuter cars, is really going to fall apart quicker than we may have thought. They're going to try to force it, or we're going to be living in vehicular hell because people are going
to
be like,
has to charge your vehicle all the time.
Yeah, you're going to have like blackout times where you can't plug it in and stuff because it's so much draw on the grid. Because everybody's like, oh, I only got 150 miles. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't even towing something. So I don't know what the tow capacity is of an F-150. If I base it off like my Titan, I think it's 8,000 pounds or something, 8,000 or 9,000 pounds. So you tow a trailer, a camper, mm-hmm. a good sized camper. What if you had a load and you hooked up something to tow? Mm-hmm. How quickly, what are you getting, 100 miles? Can you even get to Lake Powell with your boat with this F-150?
Well, I don't think they want you to. They want everyone to live in a city, and you stay in there. And you don't take road trips, and you don't go very far.
Stay in your office and, cubicle.
Yeah, looking at it under that little lens right there, it works.
I can see that.
A lot of this is out of touch with the rural mindset.
Yeah.
And their rural lifestyle is that you go on road trips or you commute 100 miles here and there or you tow stuff all the time or big diesel trucks. And
then Ford ain't going to be selling these vehicles because in 2021, when they announced the F-150, the electric lightning car truck, the price estimate was, let's just call it $39,975. Now the price, massive price increase, $59,000. It's gone up by $20,000. That's as of 2023. So to get a vehicle that can't haul stuff, that can't tow stuff, that has a diminished range, and I think they were saying that the range of the gas engine one was, version of the truck used in the test was rated to have 300-mile range. The gas one was like close to 500 miles. And all you do is pull up next to a gas station, fill it up real quick, and you're on your way again.
No, in fairness, charging 500 ports. Miles is probably not towing anything. And
okay, we could, yeah. Flat. But if you were, you could just pull up to your gas station and get it. And that engine doesn't, I don't see how this is going to work. And I think the price is killing it. And the reality of when someone tries to use this as a work truck, and they're also hauling around things. Think about the toolbox I have and all the hundreds of pounds of tools that are in there. It's just going to drain it real quick. It's not going to be practical to use.
Well, maybe the people that are buying it are just going to haul their bike around and, to go bike somewhere.
Go do something like that, probably. All right, if I was selling a home in the Flagstaff area, you know who I'd call right now, and that's Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals that are with you every step of the way. It's easy to get the valuation of your home right now as well. If you go to northernarizonafinehomes.com, you can get your home valuation. Just click on, it's easy, home valuation, enter your address, and you're going to get a quick email back with the how much your home is worth. Kelly's got extensive experience and knowledge of the market right here. She knows how to price, market, and sell your home for the highest price possible. Google Kelly Broaddus. You'll find all the great reviews she's got. Look up Broaddus, Broaddus. That's Broaddus. Or give her a call at 888-446-5602. That's Kelly Broaddus at 888-446-5602. All right, let's talk Indiana Jones when we come back.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Sportsman's Bar and Grill has been voted the best sports bar in Flagstaff 13 years in a row. They've got 17 TVs for all your sports action. Plus, all day, every day, you can always get something good to eat off their $4 menu. And don't forget, Sportsman's Bar and Grill has happy hour going on all the time. $3 Mexican canned beers and hard seltzers, $4 daily craft beer specials, and $4 pint specials. And don't forget about their daily specials. I go there a lot for these great specials, including Taco Tuesday. They have awesome tacos at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Wing Wednesday, half-price wings. You know, these wings are like gold nowadays, so take advantage of Wing Wednesday. Get half-price wings. And Thursday night at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, you get $3 sliders. Sportsman's Bar and Grill up by the hospital, just north of downtown Flagstaff in the Bash's Shopping Center. I should have left more time for this one because I don't know if we'll be able to cut it in 4 minutes. You think we will? Indiana Jones.
Well, we can try, so we better get to it.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the
Dial of Destiny.
Dial of Destiny. We went to Prescott Valley and saw it. And mm-hmm. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, we liked it. I mean, we were skeptical because of the whole Disney aspect.
I wasn't quite as skeptical as you were.
Yeah, only because I had heard
you
know, through the grapevine or whatever, all this, you know, it's Disney and Disney's doing their thing. And but I didn't know.
I mean, it makes sense that it could have been.
Yeah.
And Disney bought Lucasfilms, which does that and Star Wars and all those things. Yeah. So it's hard because you still want to see these movies, but
we didn't find it, you know, Disney-esque woke stuff at all.
No. And I said on
probably because they knew that that would be a disaster.
Well, yeah, maybe.
It was just Indiana Jones.
It was typical
Indiana Jones movies, and this is the fifth one, and it's and reminiscent of the all the four before it. Yeah. It was very similar.
You had to suspend reality in some parts. Some car chase scenes, things like that.
It's always
not realistic, but that's the way Indiana Jones movies are.
But if you liked Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the original one, and then the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, that was one with Sean Connery, you'll like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little long, but that's okay. It's probably supposedly Harrison Ford's last Indiana Jones movie, but who the heck knows with that kind of stuff. But no, I had said on Friday that nobody's seen this movie, or maybe it's last Thursday. There were some conservative commentators out there saying that, "Oh, it's woke," because there was a scene that they had in the preview that the girl said, you stole it from him, I stole it from that, and then I stole it from you, whatever. Oh, that's capitalism." And I was like, "Okay, that's an annoying comment. If the movie's littered," and that's what I said last week, "if the movie's littered with comments like that, then I'm going to be mad and hate it." But other than that, one stupid comment.
That was the only one.
Yeah.
And it just happened.
Really? Okay. If you're in a group of people, somebody says something stupid, do you just not associate with anybody anymore? So if you like Indiana Jones, the first one, the third one, really any of them, I think you'll like this one. It's in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that tradition, I guess, of Indiana Jones. And it was just kind of a good adventure action type of movie.
And some people weren't, I guess, too sure about the girl that was introduced in this.
Yeah.
But that's not uncommon. I mean, there's been like love interest girls, but then there's also been the villain girls before too, like in the Crystal Skull and Last Crusade.
Yeah,
they both had a woman, a leading woman that was kind of working against him. And so
it was fine.
I'm not giving anything away, but this girl was no different than, you know, any of the other movies.
It was fine, and I guess don't always believe everything you hear out there.
And let's not be so sensitive about one comment.
Yeah, one comment. And that's what we were saying last week, too. All right, more to come next hour, including Zach Ellman joins me from Just Wireless. We got a lot to cover, including what's been going on in France. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. More to come back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boys Services. Another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show. Zach Ellman's here with me. He's the CEO of Just Wireless. And Ilum, not CEO, I don't think, but you're Ilum.
I don't even know. Confusion director, I think, at this point for Ilum is the appropriate title.
Director. And somebody who has very positive things to say today and very negative things. So
I'm keeping it positive.
You're keeping it positive.
I'm having
okay.
a good time in America.
You're feeling it. After the fourth, after what I should say, and I spent time with Angela and Isabel or Olivia last hour. I'm trying hard to just make sure I say Independence Day, because a lot of people don't know. Like you say, the fourth,
sure.
And they're like, "Well, what is that?" It's just beer and barbecue.
Day off well, my job.
Day off from my job. No, but you had a good experience, 4th of July?
Yeah. No, I mean,
Independence Day?
Yeah, it's kind of the day leading up to it. I really felt a new kind of sense of patriotism, which was so refreshing. I mean, I just in this town. I mean, I didn't leave. I didn't go anywhere. Last year I went to the parade. It was good. Yeah. They always put on a good show, but it's one of those things where I just feel last year we had all the political candidates going through. We were kind of doing that whole spiel.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the parade this year, but I heard that it was good, that people were out and about. I saw a lot of people with flags out of their windows and trucks with flags on. It felt going out shopping the day before, getting barbecue stuff. Everybody was really going to enjoy the day, which we should, and maybe reflect a little bit on why we have it. Not just, like you said previously, oh, it's a holiday. Great.
Yeah, barbecue, it's fireworks.
It's lost. In this country. I mean, there's a reason, and it's so important to get back to just knowing the Constitution, knowing the Bill of Rights, understanding why we're all here in this crazy messed up country of ours, and how we can get better and improve so much so easily if we just got rid of the idiocracy. Because we're at that point. We have hit the idiocracy precipice.
You throw a little cocaine on idiocracy and you get... Super idiocracy.
No, we didn't get the invite to the White House 4th of July blow party, apparently. I don't know. I've
reconfirmed Secret Service
two
times.
Have we confirmed this is an anthrax?
Because very confused. Yeah. No, I think it's cocaine, and who knows? You'd think they'd find out where it's coming from, but you won't hear about it in a couple weeks. So, but these are people that are literally trying to figure out how to dim the sun. I was talking about that last hour, too. Cure the supposed climate change and global warming.
That's a one-way ticket to death of our planet.
That's what I'm saying.
And
it's
they are
super
taking
scary.
It seriously,
yeah.
Which is all you need to know about these whack jobs on the far left. I'm sorry, people who are on the left, that you have to get grouped in, just like I'm sorry that I have to get grouped in with the alt-right people, or for people who are just conservative-minded that don't want to spend $60 trillion on a freeway to India through the ocean that say it's a bad idea. People with level-headedness and want to take things up front and be honest. Those are the people that I think build this country. The people who are on the other side and want to do what they're doing in the White House, which is completely disrespectful. It's time to go. It's time to rechange this country.
Yeah, and I think that you're getting that pushback. You're sensing it. I got to say, we see so much negative out there, and we see, there were shootings this weekend. We see the horrible things that are going on. But in my daily interaction with people, people seem to want to be good, want to be nice.
Yep.
I dropped something today. Someone's like, oh, here, you picked it. There's an attitude of being nice out there and wanting to work together and not, oh, I'm not going to pick that up because you're conservative or you're liberal. I hope we can push back on the craziness. I think that a lot of people have woken up in this country, but we shall see how it all plays out. You see stupid things, the stories of, oh, we don't want to go see the fireworks because they cause pollution and, they're going to cause climate change and this and that. But then I think most Americans want to go see real fireworks and they're fine. I mean, we couldn't have them here because it's a windstorm and, crazy out there. But I think people draw the line and say, and that's just sounding silly.
Ask a militant environmentalist this question. Everybody out there. Would you rather die or live? just
a general.
Because what their plans are at their extreme level, they're going to kill us all. Every way you look at it. We're not going to eat bugs. We're not going to sit here and starve to death because you're going to get rid of all the crops because of global warming. These people have mental problems.
Yeah.
We all should be on the same page with wanting
cocaine to protect. Cocaine-induced mental problems.
Yeah. Well, we should all be on the same page that we want to, have the best environment that we can in a smart, stable way. And here's a big problem, though, Jeff, and, something that we've talked about before. We live in an instant gratification society. Everything needs to be done now. Save the planet tomorrow. Wah, 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 wah. The people who are greedy and corrupt and want to, you know, make money, they use that towards the weak-minded who don't do their research, don't think freely for themselves. And all this causes is just societal issue after issue. And it's going to lead to the breakdown of modern civilization if we're not careful. People need to stand up against this. I am not somebody who wants to, once again, put oil in the ocean, light all the trees on fire to do, you know, just a fun, like, clearing of property. We're not talking about that. But when you're going to put a shield over the sun that gives us life, you're off your rocker.
Yeah.
You have
it's just this bizarre.
What scientist puts his name to that piece of paper saying this is a good idea?
Well, and just if you didn't listen last hour, they're pursuing in a serious way or whatever gobbledygook language they use how to somehow dim the sun. I would imagine by creating more clouds, more vapor, more something. Who knows? They could put something up in space. Who knows what they could come up with?
Our 0.02 increase in temperature over the last 25 years on this planet. If we went down a degree, if they did this and we just took a degree hit to cool off the planet, it could set off a chain of events that would lead us to the next ice age.
Yeah, what could
people?
Yeah.
You would all die.
Yeah,
you would
no,
all
this
die.
Remember, these are. You don't want your government. They can barely do anything. I mentioned the gas can, the light bulb, the things they've ruined last hour. And
our economy?
The economy, the budget. Look at what's going on in Ukraine. They certainly can't block the sun.
Yeah.
Something disastrous would happen. But there will be, and nothing surprises me anymore. Now, there was a good First Amendment ruling last Friday, or the federal judge that came out and said that you, U.S. District Court judge temporarily preventing the White House officials from meeting with tech companies. So there's some good news on restraints there. Mm-hmm. This was about social media censorship. This was the shadow banning stuff that many of us, including myself, alleged during the whole COVID nonsense. And, you know, we're talking labels that were slapped on podcasts. We're talking people who are just outright banned from YouTube,
you mean
et cetera.
Restriction of the First Amendment that all these companies should
but
be
the
put
White House
out of
was going
for?
And the socials were coming to the White House and the federal judge saying, hey, you can't talk to each other anymore. At least there's a temporary prevention from officials meeting with companies. I mean, this was this should have been done a long time ago. It goes to show you that things will come around, but it can take years for it to blow back, finally.
It takes probably 3 weeks to get a slice of pizza at the delicatessen outside the Congress because they don't work. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
They're there to take their bribes, take their greed, do their lobbying, make a bunch of money, and then leave the rest of us holding the bag. More importantly, increase our taxes, make us pay more, put regulations on us, and basically put us into slavery in the nouveau era. I cannot stress how angry I am right now at the way that things are going in this country when we were on such a roll 5 years ago. Does anybody remember 5 years ago? I do. I was humming along and things were great. If you think that there's not going to be another election, there is. Idiots.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have one.
And hopefully it dramatically changes.
I really hope that for the first time in a while, I can feel strong about the intelligence of my country.
I hope so.
But maybe we won't have any disinformation like before. We'll get facts on people. People will be educated and not just led by mass corporate media.
People need
with
to
lies.
Take an initiative to educate themselves.
I
not
totally
take
agree.
The 30-second clip, the little snippet on Twitter or whatever.
Oh, completely.
Or Facebook's supposedly equivalent that's going to be coming out, Zuckerberg's.
You and I engage.
Yeah, you have to.
Because it's part of your life.
Yeah.
You might think it boring. Like my wife, we've talked about this, perfect example. She's a little bit younger than me, but she's kind of that generation. They see the phone update. Mm-hmm. And they go, did you hear about this? And I go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Is she listening?
She's tuned out a long time ago. Come on. We've been married for a while. It's very interesting where she will become engaged once we kind of talk about it a little bit and we hear counter arguments and do some research and look at the situation like you should do. I'd say probably only 20% of the U.S. does that right now.
I'd be shocked
if
it was
even
that high.
Yeah,
it's overwhelming because you're getting so much and
you're purposefully getting so much.
You're getting so much misinformation. We're going to get to France here in a second. Just this one here, they went crazy because France is burning, and we'll get to the details of that. some library supposedly burnt down, but it turns out that it was misreported as a library in the Philippines, which is a big difference there. So you're always getting, I'm actually surprised with all the technology we've got. Surprise is not a good word, but every week when I do this show, I find things. I'm like, well, that wasn't exactly accurate. I got all this information, but I can't be all over the world. I'm relying on news sources from other places, and it's the amount of inaccuracies is overwhelming. On the more fun side, Angela and I talked about this, and Olivia last hour, we went and saw Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And we were talking about this before we came on air. Yeah, you didn't go do it. And I was like, well, first of all, it wasn't woke. But you said, oh, I heard it was just awful.
Now, I just heard it was basically punched in. They went through the motions when they made it. That's all.
I guess just, if you look at the two of the better ones, Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade, was kind of similar to that. So yeah, maybe it's after five, it's all punched in, I guess. But it definitely wasn't woke. And I don't want to get back down that road again because we already talked about it. But so many commentators are saying it's woke, it's woke, it's woke. And then I watched it and I was like, it wasn't woke. What were they talking about? They hadn't even seen it. So we're making assumptions now without even seeing or experiencing it or having a mass. You have a lot of people saying, oh, it kind of stunk, I didn't like it. That's fine. But before something comes out, how does anyone know?
Jeff, you selling me this, I don't go to movie theaters anymore. Come on.
It was 2.5 hours. Sorry, it was a little long sitting here.
I don't do it. Yeah. Sorry.
And seriously, Harkins, with the refillable popcorn.
I can buy 70 pounds of popcorn for the price that you sell me a 16-ounce bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get it. Don't worry.
$10.
It's just 10 bucks
for a bag.
Look, Jeff, I get it. I get why they have to do that because they make no money showing the movie. If anybody out you want the backstory of movies, there's some great documentaries about movie theaters on Amazon. Okay. But anyways, I will watch it on Amazon. I will not pay. So I have to wait a little bit. But I will watch it. I'm not going to
be out before you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to take somebody else's word if it's woke or not until I see it. Yeah. That happens all the time. But look, do you think that conservative talk radio was always perfect? Absolutely not. You have to do, like we were talking, your own research, make up your own opinions, and make them facts-based as much as you can. That's what makes this country so great.
Yeah.
Reread.
And when you're wrong, it's like, okay.
Reread the Constitution. Reread the Bill of Rights. You understand the self-preservation that they were trying to instill of us and the individualism. The only country that's ever been created out of individualism. I'm an individualist. Nobody else gets that. I'm sorry. I don't need a babysitter. I don't need a nanny. Yeah, I'm a grown man. That's where the line in the sand needs to be drawn.
And we're, again, touching back on last hour, we're talking about somebody who died at the Grand Canyon this past weekend, hiking in 100-plus degree weather, which is sad. But then I think about probably the dozens, if not hundreds, that did hike it and didn't die. Mm-hmm. I don't want the government to come in and say, you can't hike it now until it's October because people do die. And it's like, okay, yeah, people do die.
Sure, and bigger
and it's
problem
too bad.
With that situation, bigger problem, the worst association in the United States, the American Bar Association, the biggest evil that we have in this country, in my opinion. If you're an attorney, I don't care. Go take a back seat. You guys do too much these days that's not just and right for making things fair. It's all about money. And I will say that as somebody who went to law school, didn't graduate, and ran because the people in that room were about a paycheck 95% of the time. And they're good attorneys out there. Don't get me wrong.
Zach doesn't like lawyers.
Don't even get me started on the
legal system. I do have a couple good lawyer friends. It's not all lawyers.
I do, too. One of my best friends in town is an attorney. But it's so corrupt, and it's such a puppy mill experience now in our legal system. That's one thing that the left and the right, I hope someday, can come together and figure out. Our criminal justice system is a disgrace for the amount of liberty that we have been given and granted by our Constitution to have it this messed up. It is a disgrace.
Yeah. All right. We'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send in your comments. I want to get into what's going on in France and a couple other big issues, so stick around for that. If you're thinking about refinancing your home right now, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. They make local decisions like a bank, which helps, but they also have the ability to act like a broker so they can find the best program out there for you, whether you're doing a refinance, whether you're doing an investment property, a second home and vacation home, things like that. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans should be able to help you out. Give her a call right now at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 697411. Kim Dawson, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. More to come. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Zach Elman's here with me. He's the CEO of Just Wireless, justwirelessaz.com. Top of my head.
That's it. You got it.
Look at this.
What'd you do now? What is this?
My old smartphone. We'll get into some deals you got coming up.
Looks like a banana peel that sat on the counter for a week. What's going on there?
Back's cracked. How'd that happen? Do I need a new phone? Is that fixable?
Well, you can fix anything. No, we fixed back glass.
It's not worth it.
Apple kind of made it great for their customers where that is not just a very easy repair.
Yeah, okay.
We have to laser cut it out. We do it.
Well, you got some good deals that are going on right now, Just Wireless.
Drop prices on all that stuff. So, here's the kicker. You can't trade that in like that. So if you go to Verizon and get your credit.
Yeah, they went because I dropped it.
I mean, everything else could be working, but if you have that, because they can't fix them themselves.
Yeah.
So,
would you take that?
I would, yeah.
I'd take
a lot of stuff.
This thing looks like it came out of a plane and landed on the ground without a parachute.
That's what I like to call a prom wallflower that I pluck and make beautiful and then send back out into the world.
Send it back out.
Yep.
Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. You can find it on your smartphone. Probably not mine, because it's all cracked up. They've got great training courses going on right now. They got this every month where they've stopped the bleed course. Have you ever taken that one, Zach?
I am certified EMT.
Oh, but I didn't know that.
I would gladly be. I mean, I haven't recertified in years, but
yeah,
I mean,
it's good just the tourniquets and all that. Yeah. Or if you happen to slice your wrist or something on this smartphone jaggedness.
Believe me, I have blood on my floor of the office. from all the things.
Anyway, they've got that every month. They've also got a first shots program, intermediate handgun training, expert level stuff. If you're at that level, go on out there. Call them actually as well. If you don't take a ride, you can call them and book one of these courses, 928-526-7900, or go on out there. They've got a great special for July. Range time is unlimited, you know, that day, not unlimited. You go buy it and you keep coming back, or like when I go to the movie theater, keep trying to refill the popcorn. You go out there, it's normally 1 hour limit. You can stay there a couple hours and, it's all just going to be charged at that one rate. So go to Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes past the Flagstaff Mall. I think that everybody's in everybody's business. Just to wrap this up, as far as just a lot of the problems we have. You pointed out the issue going on, which I wasn't aware of, with this. It's a football player in Florida.
The University of Florida issue.
Yeah, and maybe just, we've got like 4 minutes before
any Florida happened? Gators fans out there, I hope you go 0-12 next year just because of your athletic department. Kid was caught on tape singing a rap song using the inappropriate N-word.
Yeah.
It possibly is ruining his life.
Yeah. Is it by himself or he's in a group?
From what I've heard, It was kind of like a party situation or something, which, you know, I mean, God, this is one of the reasons why I'm so glad the social media wasn't alive when I was 20 years old, the stuff that would be out there now.
And he's 18, right?
These poor kids that have to just check. And think about this for us as a psychological effect. You don't trust. You're always looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. You're breaking away from relationships. It's all the downfall. Why is it that we keep leading back to all these problems coming out of Silicon Valley? Maybe we need to look at them in a smarter way. Today, we're hearing about the Florida case. We're also hearing about how it's affecting our elections and our truth in politics. What are they good for at this point? There are so many negatives that are built up around social media all of a sudden. But anyways, this kid, somebody put this out there. University of Florida took his scholarship away. He's had other scholarships go away to the wayside. It's now found out that another blue chip recruit that Florida was trying to get before him has now obviously gone away from his other commitment. He rescinded his commitment. I think it was to Alabama or something. And now he's signed with Florida. Hmm. So there are some legal possibilities here with slander and the release of the information.
You call upon those lawyers that you don't like.
Florida, yes, they could be in some trouble right now.
And it's all stemming from a video of a rap song where he was saying the words that the rap person was singing, the N-word.
Sure.
And supposedly in a group setting doing that. And the overall point, first of all, it's like all these kids are in a reality show all the time. They're never off, so there's always that going on, and you make... Is it a mistake, or you're singing a song that's being put out there on disc or on stream or whatever?
Yeah.
And we've all, I don't know if we've all heard, I've heard them, you've heard them, and it's quite explicit, a lot of these songs.
I grew up in Oakland in the 80s.
Yeah. So
I know I have rap albums.
Talking
rap albums
NWA and Public Enemy and, you know, all that stuff.
If that is what makes somebody judge your character.
Yeah, your whole life is ruined now because of this.
We are done societally.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You are breaking down societal norm barriers. But who did this harm to the extent that it's not forgivable? If the kid, come out, have the kid be like, look, this is an example of maybe stuff.
Why did I do that? Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of ever pandering or apologizing to the woke mob, but give them a chance at least. It was just like, nope, done, caught, done. But this is more nefarious. This is using wokeness for business, because we all know the NCAA, they're so perfect. They're a puppy mill. They make millions and millions of dollars off the backs of athletes, and they treat them like garbage. They are a horrible organization.
It's another perfect example of being basically judge and jury by public opinion in a matter of seconds, and then impacting your entire life.
When you can use your liberal woke media as a business tool, and you do. Why are you not shown in the spotlight of doing something like that? Possibly it goes under the table.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it. It's just, oh, look at this kid. He's such a blatant racist. And it's like,
we're all throwing stones and all living in glass houses.
Exactly.
Nowadays,
so. I mean, I know how much hard work kids in high school put in athletics to get scholarships. That kid, I literally just want to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Be like, dude, this isn't the end of your life. It might seem like it, but
I just hope
his parents are
astute
good parents
as far as
because I know
possible avenues that they may have.
It just breaks my heart.
Zach Elman's here with me. Let's come back. Let's talk about what's going on in France. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, Zach Elman's here with me. I want to talk about what's going on in France, but before we do that, I want to remind you about a couple of great things going on at Zero Res of Northern Arizona this month. Three rooms of carpet for $138, but it's actually four rooms. You get another room there for $138. That's a really good deal. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Also, you can get some great deals on the upholstery, cleaning your upholstery, cleaning the, like if you have a camper or an RV, just think about those camping trips and dogs coming in and out and you know, your those campers can get pretty dirty. Zero Res of Northern Arizona, they'll be able to get that cleaned up for you. They also do house cleaning, by the way. So go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com right now. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. The thing in France exploded really quickly. People sometimes have a hard time when I meet people out there, and I think they think I'm glued to the events all the time. But when I get away from here, I try to disconnect in a pretty big way. So I sometimes miss things, and I don't tend to read too deep into a lot of things like what's going on in France. So I did a cursory look of what's going on. I watched the video. Apparently this young man, I think he was 17, was pulled over for a traffic citation or something like that. And I can't remember exactly. And then they come up to his car, and some altercation happens. Something's going on. The guy starts driving away, and the cop reaches in and shoots him as he's driving away. Of course, it's on video. The cop
excessive.
Yeah, the cop's already being charged with a homicide, I believe. This is already running through their judicial sure. process is. As has been the case here in America, in most of the cases, is these people are going to go to jail, and sometimes there's mitigating situations. You don't know what's going on. You don't see every angle. So you don't know everything that's going on when we all get to judge these things in the 15-second clip that someone took on their iPhone, you know, holding the phone up like this from 50 yards away, to be fair. But the country came unglued, and they're burning things down. Well,
the next Frenchman you run into, ask him this question. You always are so high and mighty bringing up the point that you invented democracy. Why don't you let it run its course? Why are you freaking out? But that's besides the point. That's a lesson to be learned, I think, in a lot of these situations. Let the process happen. We just jump to these conclusions. Yeah. Once again,
it's everywhere in the world.
It's the media grabbing at straws, taking stuff, wobbling into a ball, and advancing their bot. Paid and sold for agenda from the politicians. That's how the world works now. No fair media, except for you, Jeff, obviously, and the great people over at 97.1. I'm done. Like, I turn on network news, and this is the first thing you see. And the report itself looks like it has been pasted together by a 13-year-old high school kid. No facts. Yeah. All opinion.
And parroted information most of the time.
Parroted AP information, the laziest reporting you can do. Journalism is dead in this country. Wake up,
in that country, apparently, too. Around the world.
Well,
like I said, they showed now there are things burning down there, from what I can see, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of buildings have been torched, businesses, homes, vehicles. The numbers are truly astounding.
It's crazy.
I think the numbers we're getting up to in dollar figures or euro figures or whatever, the whole Black Lives Matter riots and looting that happened here in America. But that was over like a whole summer period. That was a long period. Yeah. This has exploded. It's spilled over to a couple other European countries, but not to the same extent from what I'm reading. But people are on edge around the world. This just goes to show you that what's happened here is happening all over. Now, in fairness, France has a long history of riots and protesting. And, I mean, you can go back to the storming of the Bastille. And, I mean, this has been going on for... this has gone on for a long time. But France has a heck of a problem with... Now, this person happened to be of North African descent, I think Algeria, perhaps Morocco.
Remember, probably Moroccan descent,
something
or
like that.
Algerian, yep.
France has a huge problem, as do many European countries, and America is developing this problem, of immigrants not assimilating into the society.
Sure.
And they're living in areas that are, it's like a separate country within a country.
Yep.
And it's not a good thing, and I don't want that to happen here either. It is,
and it's because of failed state governments and monarchies across the globe that love taking all of their problems and shoving it upon the world powers or the people that do things in a democratic or, more importantly, republic state. Ours is with Mexico and South America. Hey, take all your people that we don't want and are an economic drain on us, and let's send them to the United States. They'll take care of it. The taxpayer will take care of it. That's unfair to us. And I get the whole open border idea. Okay. I always just make the point. I can't go to Mexico and just live and hang out.
Open borders don't work when you have a social welfare state, though, because people are going to flock to it.
Morocco, Algeria, their immigration problem is almost identical, if not worse, to what we have going on here. Mm-hmm. It's the same basic construct. You have dictators or monarchies or failed government, basically just communists, that get rid of their undesirables in a different way, because you have CNN now. They'd be there with a camera, so you can't just shoot them in the head in a ditch. You have to send them away.
It used to be they would round people up. Yeah. There was different stuff going on. So now they push them to the next border.
Let's send them up to Siberia for the rest of their life so they can either starve or freeze to death. That's how it used to be done. Now it's, let's just displace them and funnel them into a different society that will have a liberal attitude, take them in at the burden of their own population, and it's fine. There's a problem there.
And as a lot of people are pushing up through, especially sub-Saharan Africa, because of it's just jacked up. You've got dictatorships. You've got so many problems down there. So they're looking, hey, go to Morocco, go to Egypt, go to...
We have talked about this, relocating across the globe. Yeah. If you could go somewhere, where would you go?
Right? Not France.
Well, no. But I mean, just any place on the planet. You pick it, put a pin in it on a map. 100% guaranteed. You would not be able to go and just walk in and just stay forever and receive benefits. Nowhere else on the planet. Name it. Nowhere. Not even France allows that to the extent the United States does.
Yeah.
But this is a global immigrant. This is all planned by the powers that be that think that they control the planet. This has been going on for 10 years. There's a great video on YouTube. I forget his name. I'll have to look it up for you so we can put it on maybe the website. But he does a demonstration with marbles in glass jars as far as this lie that we're told that everybody needs a better chance and a better opportunity. So they all need to immigrate to these wonderful countries because their own country doesn't help. Well, here's the big problem. When you take the best and brightest from these societies and ship them off to one place, what happens to the place they left?
Yeah, brain drain.
Exactly.
Talent you just, drain.
You're even
everything.
Worse yeah. off. You yeah. don't have nobody with ideas, no work. It's just, it's...
Well, that's why so many people in this country, we're all here fighting. There's plenty of people who say, hey, I'm moving out of the country. I'm giving up my citizenship. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Well, good luck with that. I mean, you can buy citizenship in many countries.
There's the key.
Yeah, you can literally buy.
They offset the cost to their government and their, more importantly, their citizenry by a fee.
Yeah.
Do we charge that? No. You have to go through the legal process to do it. But there's
I'm always a little skeptical of buying a... For like $500,000, you're buying a citizenship.
I know a few people that have done it in Costa Rica, and they freaking love it. They're just like, you got to do this. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I
mean, it gets a little costly.
We're coming up on 20 years of just wireless here, so we'll see what happens. You know, I'm not getting any younger, Jeff.
I hear you. I think about that all the time. I'm like, oof, rental properties, shows, and this and that. But we do it because we love it.
I love flag too much. I couldn't do it. I just know that I'd be miserable if
And there's so, I mean, it's worth fighting for.
It is.
You know, on the day after Independence Day, it was worth fighting for then. It's been worth fighting for centuries. And it continues to be. This continues to be the place to go to. Those folks that are going up through Africa and North Africa and trying to get into France or wherever, if you gave them a choice, they'd probably prefer to come on over here.
Of course.
If they could get over. And some do. Some actually go through South America and go all the way up through.
This is where this conversation always gets just out of hand. It's not practical. Where if somebody comes to this country, my girlfriend in high school's dad crossed the border illegally when he was 9 years old by himself.
Hmm.
The man started a painting company in Oakland and out in Alameda. He is more successful than he could have ever dreamed. He is the American dream. I have no problem with that story. And I don't think 99.9% of Americans do. But when you come here and you commit crimes and you start gangs or you do nefarious things, you're not welcome. But no one is. No one should be. That they think that it's a racial thing. And it's like, it's a rule of law thing. Why are you such an idiot?
Yeah.
We're not even talking about that.
Or if you come here and expect to be taken care of.
You could be from Antarctica with the penguins and come here illegally and you murder somebody. You're a murderer. We're not just going to ship you back to the penguins and be like, we're gonna forget about it. But that's what we're doing sometimes with immigration right now from our southern border. It's insane.
It's a huge problem. And you know, I want to hit on one more thing here on this one. I had this in my notes that this separation that's happening in America is segregating. So we were talking about how France has segregation when it comes to mostly Muslim immigrants that are coming in, and actually broke down in outside of Paris once in a rental car in a neighborhood.
I bet you that was lovely.
The tourist police actually came and helped us out. They were there, like, I'll give them credit. They actually have tourist police. They showed up, the car broke, like 10 miles or kilometer equivalent, whatever, after we had rented it. It was like a new car. And we were broken down for a few minutes, like under an overpass where the lane was going down. There's a little shoulder, and the tourist police came, and they were the nicest people. We got a ride in the squad car.
Whoa.
They didn't take us to the police. We wound up going to the airport back. They brought us back. So it was kind of cool that they had that, and that they were because the French often get the short end of it, as you've heard over the years.
And oh, yeah.
My experience was very, very, very nice when we were over there. But anyway, side story. People are segregating in the U.S. I see more and more reports. The numbers are astounding of conservatives moving to the red states, liberals moving to the blue states. There is a mass self-segregation going on in this country right now. Good thing or bad thing?
Horrible thing. One of the greatest things that socialist Marxists love to try and do is tribalize society, because it's easier to deal with factions and more importantly, play them off each other, make them villains for their own purposes, expel them. It's all in the playbook. Read Marx. If you haven't, if you're somebody out there searching, listening to this show because you want a different perspective, I hope you are. That's why Jeff does this, in my opinion. I can feel it. That's why he wants to start and ignite conversations on a better level. Read this trash, because it's trash. It's the worst ever printed document is Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, in my opinion, in the world. 65 million deaths to show for it. So
at least.
Yeah, and then that's being very, very nice about the number. These people are bad, and it's happening in America. They're doing it. The media is doing it. It's taking shape and form every month. I see more and more. So I've been trying to sound the alarm for the last 10 years about this, that they're here and they want to take the country over. It's not a joke. It's not some concocted conspiracy theory from the right or the conservatives. The proof's in the pudding. We got cocaine in the White House and a bunch of Marxists. Merry 4th of July,
America. The cocaine thing is unreal, and they're trying to dim the sun. On the segregation thing, as far as conservatives, conservatives and liberals, part of me is like, I get it, because you just get so fed up with it, and you just want to be around people that
are
kind of same philosophical leanings and this and that, but then it doesn't challenge anything anymore, and then it just, next road when you're divided like
this
that?
This is like switching churches. Oh, there's a group or the pastor, and we're just going to go find a new church. You got to sometimes hold your ground. I won't move from Flagstaff unless I am forced. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with probably a lot of people's views politically in this town necessarily. I think you and I are kind of in the minority of that. But
I'd say, yeah.
I think that we can all get along with different ideas on how to handle things. Just, we got to stop with the extremes.
Yeah.
We got to just, it's been trending, the problem now for 25 years.
Trending
just,
towards that, and the data is showing that. But things hit a critical mass sometimes and change.
And you can't go back. You can't roll the clock back. It's at the precipice, and you're done.
All right. Your thoughts, love to hear from you. Go ahead and send me an email and want to share those comments at this point on tomorrow's show. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Back in just a minute. Zach's got some big news he wants to share.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, Zach Elman's here with me, and always love hearing from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. A shout out to Crazy Country Boys Services right there off Empire Avenue in East Flagstaff. They recharged Isabel's what is that thing, a 96 Isuzu
Rodeo.
Something. Rodeo, yes, thank you. And the AC, and it's cold now. After 4 years of dealing with the heat, they did it. They fixed it, and thank you for that. So check out Crazy Country Boys Services. They did a great job for me on that one, especially with the heat that's going on right now. All right, you've got some good stuff going on at the East Flag Just Wireless location. Is it all of July?
All of July. I am clearing some inventory.
Okay.
Clearing some phones. We just had a huge price drop on all iPhone repairs and a couple Samsungs, believe it or not. Those are the expensive ones, and they've even come down a little bit. How refreshing is it to say that a business is going to lower some prices moving forward?
This is unusual.
I know. I stop the presses, as they say. I run a business that's for the people, and it's for the people of Flagstaff. I don't like to play these games. I think there's a lot of what I have termed, and a lot of other people stole this from the Wall Street Journal, greedflation. I am not going to gouge you. I'm still the same margin, the same stuff that I was doing in 18 when we were in a great economic time compared to now.
Yeah.
Because people need it. You can't go without your cell phone. I get it. I understand. It's your lifeline to the world.
It's sad that we're so connected to these devices.
We've spent plenty of time.
Can't function without it, though.
I sometimes feel like I'm creating the Matrix, like I'm, with Agent Smith, and I'm doing too much bad, and I need to maybe revert and wake up and expose the Matrix for what it is, but...
You should bring back beepers, Zach.
I would love to. They were easy to
voicemail
sell.
Voicemail, okay, I'll get back to you as soon as I can find a payphone.
Well, remember the
code. A little more patience,
I would love to see just encrypted backwards numbers message.
Seven
instead.
Digits that you got to do or whatever. Okay, so a lot of great sales on the smartphones going
phones,
on right now.
Repairs, accessories. Pretty much everything. Go see us at the east side. We're blowing it out location.
Right across from the Flagstaff Mall there.
Right next to the new Chipotle, Dunkin' Donuts, the DMV. It's all right there. Easy
you
to do.
That's like the circle of life. Get your phone, get your driver's license.
You get donut,
a donut and some kind of burrito.
Yeah, and then come see.
So good.
Get your license renewed and then come see your cell phone dealer.
Yeah. All right. Well, stop on by there, folks. And I got it because my phone is just cracked to heck. So, Zach, it's always fun. Good news on the patriotism. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
When it comes out and it's streaming, let me know what you think of the new Indiana Jones.
I will. We should
do a fun 2 hours and 30 minutes.
You know what? As soon as it's out on Amazon, I'll watch it. We'll do a movie
review. If you didn't like other Indiana Jones, you're not going to like this one.
The first three are the best ever.
Yeah, if you like those three, I think you're okay with this one.
I'm holding you to this.
Yeah. Get what you pay for. Everybody have a great, safe night. Take care. See you soon.